It is. And that means it's time for Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now, at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. That is WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts freeform radio, serving all of Boston and all of the world, on WMFO.org. I'm here in the squeaky chair. My name is Ryan D. And this, dear people, is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two. That's right. Not one, not three, but two of the silliest programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And Belinda has been double-long daring you since 1990. 1990, folks. Coming up in about an hour, it's the classic radio obituary, a time each week where we say farewell to those that have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Belinda sent me the radio obituary backlog, and it is a little overwhelming. People tend to pass away often, as we do. But fear not, I've selected some fantastic farewells for all of you. But here in the first hour, we're going to celebrate all things reminiscent of summertime. On this here, my 13th time as a guest host. My last time hosting Bubbles was back 2019, early 2019, which was my 12th time. I do love subbing for this show. I love Belinda. We've been pals for a while. We used to work together. And she is the reason why I am a DJ here at WMFO. I owe my MFO-ness to her. She's the best. So it's always an honor to sit in this chair and play this music while she is away for all of you and keep you all entertained. I do hope that is the outcome of this evening. But as I said, we're going to celebrate summertime. It turned the new season this past Tuesday. And, you know, we all know of all of the awfulness happening in the world. And, you know, it's not a very good place right now. But here at Bubbles in the think tank, we're going to try to put our mind on silliness and, you know, later people who have provided wonderful music and art to this world and say goodbye to them and cherish the legacy that they will live on and lives on forever. Yeah, that's what I love doing here. And one of the great things about Radio Obituary is that I find and discover new people that I've never heard. I very much love finding and discussing the people who have passed away and then discovering their music. As I said, though, this past Tuesday, June 21st, and the calendar turned to that time of year when our hearts and our minds wander to thoughts of, you know, summery things, beaches, road trips, your blockbuster movies, picnics and holidays away, baseball, right? Red Sox are doing exceedingly well, which is great. Fireworks, right, coming up in a week or two. Amusement parks and ice cream, and of course, sunscreen. You need sunscreen. I need sunscreen. I gotta protect my tattoos. It's pretty much the only thing I worry about when I'm out there. Anyway, you know, all these things that remind me of summertime, and probably you. So we're gonna kick it off with a fantastic song I've played here in Bubbles in the Think Tank many years ago. I do love this band. They're from Wales. They're called Martha, and this song is appropriately titled Ice Cream and Sunscreen, kicking off the first hour as we celebrate the summertime here on Bubbles in the Think Tank. Do enjoy. Thanks for being out there. I appreciate each and every one of you.
The autumn forecast's looking dismal again. This year I'll spend November in the house. August sort of stifled your potential, didn't it? It's Coyne's boy that caught you out. I know you wish for fireworks to light your July sky. I was the dampest box of matches you could ever hope to find. I'm sorry, what I hate, yeah, I was watching the skin peeling off your sunburned shoulders. I know you only melt in the middle like ice cream and sunscreen. Blisters in the pit of my heart, blisters in the pit of my heart. Our birthdays came and went unnoticed again. You said
the favorite of young and old alike, the smooth, flavor-rich cream, heaped and overflowing, delicious and refreshing.
What's to eat? What's to drink?
Good food galore.
Quick as a wink.
Ice cream bars. It's the handy way to enjoy smooth, rich, creamy ice cream. Get some.
Look, ice cream, still the top favorite. Try some and thrill to the ice cream taste. Yep, it's real good.
Come the days of warm, bright sun. Carefree, happy days. These are days to enjoy again. Days to save in pictures. There'll be times like this in another year, but they won't be quite the same. For a little girl meets a dancing wave for the first time, only once. And a proud young man brings his own catch home for the first time, only once. A boy meets a girl on a summer day for the first time, only once. And no other days will be quite the same in all the weeks to come. These are the days a family loves, days to save in pictures. Plan now to save your good times in pictures. Ask for Kodak Film. In the familiar Kodak box.
Bye.
swimming, let's go swimming in the water.
Are you feeling it? Are you feeling that summertime-ness with this set, this show? I hope that you are. I'm feeling it. It was pretty hot today. That kind of means summertime, right? Yeah. NRBQ right there. Fireworks. That's off their 1989 album, Wild Weekend. Great stuff from Paulette, Human Being, Swimming. Taken off of Paulette's 2020 release, the many moods of Paulette Human Being. Blondie doing In the Sun, that's off the Legendary Band's self-titled 1976 debut album. Will you hear another Blondie song in the show? Yes. Shonen Knife with Ice Cream Sandwiches. I do love ice cream sandwiches. I don't care what they're sandwiched in between, what kind of ice cream it is. I guess maybe I do kind of care what kind of ice cream it is. I like fancy ice cream sandwiches, and I like just regular old, you know, 1960s ice cream sandwiches. Not from 1960s, but you know. Ice Cream Sandwiches comes off of the Japanese pop-punk band's 21st studio album, Sweet Candy Power. That was released in 2019. And kicking off the set, as well as the Bubbles in the Think Tank show with Martha, Ice Cream and Sunscreen. That's the second single taken off the Welsh band's fantastic second studio album. It's called Blisters in the Pit of My Heart. It is a lot of fun. It sounds a lot like that song you heard. It's fun and poppy and upbeat and great. It was released in July of 2016 via Dirt Nap Records. All right, what do you think is happening now? Where am I going to go? Uh-oh. Oh, boy. I knew this was going to happen. I'm out here swimming along in the radio waves, minding my own business. And of course, this big sumbitch is coming after me. What are we going to do about it? Guess we're going to swim. Fast, fast, fast. I'm deathly afraid of sharks. For absolutely no reason. I don't swim in the ocean. Because of sharks. But I still think they're going to get me. Like a land shark, pretending he's a FedEx guy or something.
Sharks patrol these waters. Don't let your fingers dangle in the water. And don't you worry about the Dayglow Orange Life Preserver. It won't save you. It won't save you. Swim for the shore just as fast as you are able. Swim like a motherfucker. Swim. The scene shifts to now, the ever-glorious now, the ever-present now. Dredged in flour and deep fat fried and cooled on paper towels and then devoured. You know, I spent 15 years in a life raft. 15 years in a life raft. Now I got something to say. Stay in your lifeboats, people. Stay in your lifeboats, people. It's murder out there, murder out there. Sharks patrol these waters. Sharks patrol these waters. Hey, don't you worry about the Dayglow Orange Life Preserver. It won't save you. It won't save you. Swim for the shore just as fast as you were able. Swim.
is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic. It lives to kill. A mindless eating machine. It will attack and devour anything. It is as if God created the devil and gave him jaws. From the best-selling novel, Jaws.
Score. Beach blanket. Hide it. Flash them your copper tone tan.
Flash them the dark tan. Flash them the fast tan. Flash them a copper tone tan.
Get the tan you've gotta flash with copper tone lotion, oil, new light formula oil. Then
flash them the dark tan. Flash them the fast tan. Flash them a copper tone tan. Flash them a copper tone tan.
Summertime. Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. Now, if you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now, you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
There ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Maybe ice cream sandwiches, I suppose. Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues, big hit single from the Minnesota rockabilly musician. It was released back in July of 1958. He must have had some blues happening in July of 1958, especially from his stupid boss. Up ahead of that, just great stuff from Rudy Willingham, Pool Party. It is one of my most favorite summery songs. And Rudy Willingham is an artist based in Seattle, and that great track appears in his 2019 album, Dunk Reactions. And he created that song off of a really cute viral video from a few years back of these sweet little girls and their teacher going to a pool, and she asks them, hey, ladies, where are you going? And they're all screaming out, to the pool. It's very cute. And Rudy saw that and made a song about it. It's fantastic. So look that up when you have a moment. It's pretty great. Up into that, the Del Vipers with a track called Raiders Reef. Excellent song off the Austin, Texas trio's brand spanking new album. Was released last week. It's called Los Del Vipers. If only I could remember Spanish, I would know what Los Del Vipers means from the Del Vipers. I don't know. Donna Lauren up ahead of that with Beach Blanket Bingo. Donna was born in Boston. Do you know that? She was the one of the original Dr. Pepper girls, if not the original Dr. Pepper girl of the 1960s. And she was, of course, a cast member of the American International Pictures Beach Party movie franchise. Did you know that existed? I didn't until I researched everything about her, and I was like, of course, that is the most 60s thing I found, that there was an International Pictures Beach Party movie franchise back in the day. And of course, that included the one and only Beach Blanket Bingo. She celebrated her 75th birthday this past March. She's great. You heard, of course, some Jaws things. Fascinated by that movie. It scared me when I was a little kid, and scares me as an older guy, and for no reason whatsoever, because there's absolutely no way I'm going to be attacked by a shark. But it's still the worst thing ever. Kicking off that set with Morphine. Right? That was where I started, right? I'm going to go back a little bit. Yes, Morphine. It's taken off the Boston band's third album, 1997's Yes. I am Ryan D, filling in for the one and only Belinda here in Bubbles in the Think Tank. I hope you are having a wonderful Saturday evening, almost Sunday morning. Let's keep celebrating summertime. I love baseball, and I love my Red Sox, and they're doing well, as I said, and I couldn't think of anything more classic about baseball than these two knuckleheads.
Low grounder back at third base. Ball game. Ball game. That's the throw, and Dizzy Dean is safe at first base.
Dizzy Dean on first base.
Do you like ball games?
I love them. Come here.
You know, don't say a word to Roscoe. You know I have a ball team of my own.
You have?
Sure. But you know they give these ball players nowadays very peculiar names.
Funny names.
Nicknames, you know, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother Daffy?
Daffy Dean.
What's the fellow's names on the team?
Well, now, let's see. We have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I'm saying who's on first, what's on second, I don't know's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You know the fellow's names?
Well, I should.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
That's what I want to find out.
That's what I'm telling you, man.
You got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing there?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Yes, who?
On first base.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Have you got a contract with the first baseman?
Well, naturally.
Who signed the contract?
Well, now, you wouldn't expect anybody else to sign it.
But who?
Yes.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
He does?
Yes.
Every buck?
Every buck.
He gets every buck. Look, all I'm trying to find out is what is the fellow's name on first base?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Let's straighten that out. What is on second
base? I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. Now, we're not talking about...
How did I get on third base?
You mentioned his name.
I mentioned his name.
Yes.
If I mentioned a third baseman's name, who did I say is on third?
Oh, no. Who's on first?
Never mind first. I want to know what's the fellow's name on third base.
But what's on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third base again.
Well, I can't help
that. Let's you and I stay on third base. Don't go off.
Well, what is it you want to know?
Who is playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
Now, who am I putting on third base?
Yes, but we don't want him there.
You don't want who there?
No.
So what's the guy's name belongs there?
What belongs on second?
Who belongs on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know.
Third base.
Third base. Now I'm back on third base again.
Well, I can't help that.
You got a pitcher on the team?
Naturally.
What's the pitcher's name?
No, what is on second?
Who's on second?
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. Look, I'm a catcher too, you know.
What do you mean?
I'm a catcher.
But what about?
Now, I'll catch on your team.
Go.
The heavy hitter gets up.
So?
He bunts the ball. Me being a good catcher, right? I want to throw the ball to first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you said right.
That's the first thing I said right.
Nah.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. Look, all I want to know is when I pick up the ball, I throw it to first base, who gets it?
Right, right, absolutely right. Naturally, if you throw the ball to first base, who is bound to get it?
I don't know, third base!
It ain't over till it's over. And the rules say we can't stop. Cause right now, tied up. We'll find out who comes out on top. With one extra inning of love. Yeah, it's a brand new ball game. Ours just for the taking. That's when push comes to shove. Yeah. It's nobody up in the pen. I know I can go the distance. I've done it again and again. But I need an extra inning of love. An extra inning of love. Not just
over me, sir. I meant to say strike.
Listen to that crowd roar as the Gas House Gorillas go up to bat again. Boy, what a game!
Joe's done it again. Some folks thought Big Joe was done. Some just figured Joe was gone. Steps to the batter with a great big grin. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. I'm gonna tell you just the way I feel. Man can't run without his heel. Watch that raggy Bill split the wind. DiMaggio's done it again. All three fielders jumped their best, trying to climb that outboard fence. They outgrow whiskers on their chin. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. Up along the clouds where the eagles roam, Joe cracked that ball to whine and roam. His buddies all laugh as they tried on in. Joe DiMaggio's done it again. Grandma's on by the radio, on the television watching Joe. She jerks the beard off a grandma.
Joe DiMaggio's done it again.
Bumpy dog barked at the blues I get. How does it look from where you sit? Looks like a cyclone sliding in.
Joe DiMaggio's done it again.
You know what really gets a party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey, bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Fella, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball, Klazuski Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Now my old friend, the Bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid. And Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie Mae. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, and Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Cuisenberry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. Is calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
It was Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
I'm talking Willie.
Cause you're fucking up my soul, hot dog.
Well, you can't have baseball without a hot dog, right? So that's why you just heard that one. Oh, it's so squeaky. Archie's right there, ending the spectacular hour of summerness. Did I prepare you for summertime? Well, it's been a week almost, right? It was Tuesday. So hopefully you are all in the ready. And hopefully you have great summer plans, right? Got to go out and have fun and kind of just get your mind off of things and be with friends and family and go to the beach and go to baseball and eat hot dogs and ice cream and all that stuff. That's what I want for all of you. I want you all to have the finest summer you can possibly have, okay? You promise me? Good. You heard, again, the Archie's Hot Dog. It's off the fictional pop band's second studio album. Everything's Archie is released November of 1969. They had a lot of albums for being a fake band. But, you know, there's a number of fake bands that have followed. Like, for instance, one of my favorite fake bands, Gorillaz, who, you know, behind the scenes are run by a very real musician, Damon Albarn. So, you know, there were very real musicians behind this fake band, as you know. I'm preaching to the choir. You know what I'm talking about. Terry Cashman up out of that. Talking Baseball, Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. Big ol' hit single as a